What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
To a Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Don't
Tua,
lose.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua.
That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
Go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
What would Socrates
Daddy
say
loves
about?
You guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tour the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Man, it's a hump day. Let's go, dude. Got some big news, Leroy, during the break. Big news during the break.
What's that?
Well, first, I got to get the headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Don't look at me like that, dude. You got to take care of the sponsors. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. David Verona.
You know what sucks about you?
What? I don't like that.
That if you would have just did the headlines, and then came out with the breaking news or whatever. But just to mess with me, you go, breaking news, but wait, let me read this.
Yep.
See?
You're mad about that?
So when I look at you and give you the look, I want you to be aware I know what the hell you're doing.
Sorry. David Ferones tweets out, Julian Hill just beat Grant Stewart over the top in a one-on-one. Who wasn't ready now, Grant?
Oh, boy.
Because it seems to me you weren't ready.
That's all you need.
You weren't ready.
Do you understand that they identified him as backup linebacker?
I identified him that, and the depth chart identifies him that.
Right. Which means he's a special teamer. And let me tell you something about special teamers. They talk the most trash.
This guy is a yacker.
You know why? Because they go do their special teams and they get off the field.
This dude is a yacker, and he talked all that junk only to get toasty roasted by Mr. Prop Prince himself, Julian Hill.
Really?
What?
Too much.
No, what do you mean, dude? This is exciting.
Beat him on a pass route, and what does that have to do with physicality?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know Julian Hill can be physical. Too physical.
Too physical. He'd be beating the hell out of that football.
We need to get it going. Let's see. Isaiah Smalls from the Miami Herald. Kenneth Grant just drove back. Offensive lineman Tate Ratledge in one-on-ones. Definitely a win.
Tate Ratledge sounds like somebody who should get bulldozed.
No, that's not fair, dude. Tate is a tough name.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
It's also the same name as Tate McRae.
He's a moose.
The female singer. So stop.
Tate McRae. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that a singer?
She's in Morgan Wallen's song, yeah.
Yeah. And
she got that sports car song.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
See? 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 So, while you telling me Tate is a badass, she also did a single with Morgan Wallen. So, there you go.
I just said that.
I know, but I'm saying.
Born in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Went to Georgia. Second round pick last year.
I hope the one thing that I was told and I didn't see it. But if he can give that energy for a full football game, he's going to be something to be dealt with.
Dude,
he's very athletic. I think he has better feet than his teammate that got drafted above him. More athletic ability. Ugh. The production wasn't there because he, maybe played like a big.
Well, looks like old rhinoceros paws is back. Travis Wingfield says, Tua throws a perfect ball up the seam. Julian Hill can't finish the catch.
He couldn't even last the whole segment.
Damn it, Julian.
He couldn't even last the whole segment.
Come on.
You had already went in. You was about to put a 20 on him. Anytime touchdown. First game of the season. $20.
This is so upsetting.
And within 5 minutes, it's back to $1.50.
Damn it.
Hey, dude.
Bum.
Contrary to popular belief, everybody can't catch. And so from that standpoint, we make an assumption because they play football, they can catch. Everybody can't catch a football.
Nope. This guy is a rhinoceros on the field. He is.
It's amazing that he's Gronk without the catching ability. Right?
It's very frustrating, especially when you gamble on him.
You're the only one that gambles on him.
I know. Let's see. Zach Wilson has been intercepted twice in 7-on-7s. All right. Seems to be all the juice right now. Nothing too crazy. We'll keep you posted if there's any scuffles.
It will be.
Evan 11
says... You know why? Because somebody gonna have to, defend their honor. Somebody going to have to let you know it ain't that type of party. You ain't going to just push me around.
Evan 11 says, just imagine Julian Hill making that. Darren Waller making that catch. I'm glad Evan 11 mentioned this. I got a little beef with somebody who's beloved. Okay.
I got a big beef.
A slight beef.
Who's beloved, first of all?
Teron Armstead.
Okay.
And I got to say.
Yeah. What is he? Is he a coach now?
I don't know.
He's participating in more practice that he's retired than when he played.
The guy has no hobbies, apparently. I don't know. He's boots on the ground. He's doing his podcast, which, by the way, it's very good. I've listened to him. He does a good job. He gives good stories. This guy, he's going to be a good broadcaster if he wants to be. However, if I may quibble, okay, what's important to Ron in the broadcast game is to be honest, Posh. Be honest.
You say he's taking some liberties?
I saw this tweet, and it just rubbed me the wrong way. Because Teron Armstead, again, very good. Everybody loves Teron Armstead. So
yeah.
I don't do this with ease, because I like Teron Armstead. Who doesn't like Teron Armstead? He's the best.
That's not the question. The question is, who's going to tell Teron Armstead they don't like him?
Right. He's a monster.
Big difference.
No, yeah. Totally fair. Totally fair. I mean, yes, that's totally fair.
Yeah.
It's a giant.
Yeah.
But Teron Armstead yesterday, somebody had tweeted out Mike McDaniel's plan about not bringing Darren Waller back in a joint practice. And Teron Armstead just goes, it was Joe Shad who tweeted out, Darren Waller not ready to practice because Mike McDaniel doesn't want him jumping into a joint practice out of retirement. And Teron Armstead just goes, smart. And I'm like, you know what, dude? I don't need the cosign of Teron Armstead. It's not needed. I don't need, like, Teron, it's not needed. I don't need him to add smart. Like, dude, you don't need to co-sign everything Mike McDaniel does, all right? You already have as much credibility as an approval rating with anybody with the Dolphins and all the fans. This Darren Waller thing, it ain't looking so hot right now. And so you would say, smart, I don't need that. I don't need it. I don't want it, and I don't need it. It's not necessary. And maybe I was just like, you know, I don't want him to become the guy where he's feeling a need to cover for all the Dolphins' misgivings, because it's not his fault, all right? He did his best. He was playing through ridiculous injuries while he was here. And you know the Dolphins are up against it a little bit. I'm sure he realizes that too. But the Darren Waller thing, being like, smart! No. Because if what probably would have been smart is, I don't know, playing him when you guys were playing in pajamas 3 weeks ago. Maybe that would have been smart! But I don't know. I was just like, ugh, Teron, I don't need that. I don't need him to come out here and co-sign every Dolphins move whatsoever. Like, you know, it's just not necessary to me. It's not. I don't know. Because I don't want to come. I don't want this to become the part where like the Dolphins are using Teron Armstead as a mouthpiece.
He's trying to stay on the payroll. He's trying to stay on the payroll.
But does he need to be, Brittany?
No, I mean,
you have your own podcasts and stuff. You don't need to be on their payroll, but maybe he likes it.
I think I didn't feel this way. I felt if I was going to hang out at practice, hell, I might as well play. Right? But for some reason, he likes hanging out. Go and watch practice.
He's looking for some camaraderie probably still. You know, he's right. Not ready to fully leave it, which is cool. Right. It's cool.
He definitely has the ear of whoever he's talking to.
Certainly.
Because he has it like that. But
just don't get caught down this.
I tend to think of this in a different way. You had a whole year off to be healthy. You should be ready to go.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So it ain't like you coming back from – so if Jalen Phillips at the end of last year said, I'm contemplating retiring because of the injuries, and then he starts going through the process and he goes, you know what, I changed my mind. He's at practice, and the coach says, I'm going to bring him back slow because I don't want him to feel like he has to push himself coming back from an injury. That I could understand, even if he's 100% healthy. But, dude, you should be itching to play football. And I don't know why, like, how long it take to get back into the flow of things. Because, like, none of us went to camp ready to play football.
No limits.
We were ready to run some sprints.
Mm-hmm.
We were ready to lift some weights, but that's the first time you put the pads on, and I think you got to experience that.
No Limits says, Tobin is a Miami Heat cheerleader, but has problems with Teron supporting his old teammates and coaches. Well, first of all, he wasn't teammates with Darren Waller, okay? No Limit. And second of all, I call it like it is. They call me Accountable Tobes.
No.
All right, hose down who I need to hose down when I need to hose them down.
Hold on, tough guy.
No, it's true, dude.
Hold on, tough guy. He makes a valid point.
No, that's not fair.
Because under no circumstances would you ever say that about a Heat player.
Say what?
What you said about Darren Waller.
That's not fair.
But I will say this. You do comment the same way or differently when Miami Heat players hang around practice.
No, you know what it is? Like, it's Udonis.
No.
Udonis Haslam had to, like,
he doesn't count.
Thread this line.
UD doesn't count. Because he's a Heat lifer.
He's a Heat lifer.
But if Gogi comes around.
Well, he's the best.
See?
He's the best.
So why can't Gogi be similar to what you would think of Teron?
Because Goran wouldn't go on Twitter and be like, the Heat are saving Terry Rozier for the All-Star break. And Gogi wouldn't go, smart. He wouldn't do that. He would just keep it to himself. And second of all, Goran, we know about Goran Dragic. What do we know about him?
He's a fighter.
Too honest.
Yeah.
Too honest. But you know, remember when UD always used this move. If he didn't want to say something negative about the Heat, he goes, I can't comment on that.
He did it on ESPN.
I know. He's not sitting there being like, oh, giving, you know, giving oodles of money to a certain player. He's like, smart. No, he's not going to do that. I feel like Teron Armstead, I feel like Brittany's right. I feel like he's trying to be in good graces right now.
It just seems disingenuous.
Okay.
It does, then you know what? I'm going to call you guys an Uber.
What?
Next time the Dolphins are in town, you go tell him.
I will.
I will tell him.
I will what tell him. To me? I don't think that he genuinely thinks it's smart. If anything, I think he's like, this guy's not ready yet. I played with my leg hanging off.
Probably.
There's that. And that's how I try to avoid that. You know some of the injuries I've had. Mm-hmm. You see how my body's made up. I really try to avoid talking in a way that would make me seem so much tougher than the guys playing now. Because football's different.
We'll take a break here on 104.3 FM WQM. Tobin and Leroy here with you on the FM dial, on the Odyssey app, on the iHeart app, on the TuneIn app, on YouTube, on Twitch. We're all over the place everywhere, everybody. Taking a break. Back with more after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Bill's Hard Knocks still sucks, if anybody was curious.
No, we weren't.
It sucks, dude. They try. Hey, you know how they know it sucks? They tried pulling out all the stops yesterday. They tried to pull out all the stops.
Who did they bring in?
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Yep.
They brought Haley Steinfeld.
They did not.
Oh, dang.
They did
Jim
not.
Kelly.
They did not bring in Jim Kelly. They started off. They hit every note that a Hard Knocks could, right? They went intangibles, guy from Buffalo, who they call Buffalo Joe, who was a linebacker for them last year. They start off with the story of him. They go old pictures. They're like, isn't it great? He's from Buffalo. I'm just like, no. Then, then they go with the James Cook story, which they gave no juice to, obviously, because they knew he was, this is getting released. We're not going to put too much drama, you know. He's going to sign this contract in a week. So, that was like, they go,
oh, you got to do your intro music.
James Cook is holding not out, but in. And then they go to the GM and he goes, you know, it's the new way. Everybody doesn't really miss anything. They do everything. They get to be with their teammates except practice. And that was it. You know, he like left a meeting. That was that. And then, you know, they tried going, trying to think, what else did they do after that? They did the backup. Oh, this was great. The Bills are already ready with QB1, so we have a battle for QB2. I was like, ugh. So I had to see the battle between Trubisky and Mike White. Thanks. Great. You know, then they did the DeMar Hamlin thing, which was like, okay, obviously that's going to be like a tearjerker. But even that, I'm glad DeMar's okay. Even that was a little over the top for them because like through the entire time, like they're showing him finding religion and he's reflecting and he's praying, which is all great. And I could have just done with that. And I think I would have been left with maybe even a sting in my eye. But in the entire time in the background, they kept putting a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like,
too much.
A little too much, Hard Knocks. A wee bit. You cranked up the dial a little too hard on that one. Their temperament, they just know they have a boring team, and this has been a boring season, and they're trying to do everything that they can. I was like, you know? It was better than episode one. It's hard to be worse. But... you know, they're like, here's Josh Allen on a podcast. See, he laughs. I'm like, nope. Mm-mm.
Why don't you just
not watch?
Yeah.
I may be out. I may be out now. Well, I was actually, I forgot, and then somebody reminded me. One of our listeners reminded me, and he was like, I'm 10 minutes in. I wish this franchise no success. And so I was like, oh, yeah, Hard Knocks is on. After I watched the Marlins blow it yesterday, I went and watched Hard Knocks, and I regret it. I regret it.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
Jay Fig giving us news.
What happened?
Chop got carted off.
Oh.
According to the chat.
Really? All right. Well, let's see if... Oh, boy. Yeah, I see Barry Jackson tweeted that out, huh?
It's hard. Like, don't read into it too much because it's practice. But the carted off part, you know what I mean? That's always a little bit scary.
All right. Barry Jackson says Dolphins linebacker Chop Robinson, coming off a strong rookie season, was carted off the field during a joint practice with the Lions. It's unclear what happened on the play that left him injured. He didn't seem to be favoring any particular body part, so it's not immediately clear if it was physical or a concussion. So, defensive coordinator.
How did he get carted off?
Dolphins defensive coordinator. I'll try and see more tweets on it. Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver and Jalen Phillips went to check on him. Man, of course, can't have nice things. Oh my god. Please, no, not Chop Robinson. Oh man. I'm just trying to see if there's any more details on it. Just everybody's saying undisclosed injury. God. Unbelievable.
That sucks.
If you're excited about anything this year, you're excited about what the hell...
The young pass rusher.
What he was going to do. You know? Yeah. And you just, you know, it just feels like you can't have nice things. You can't have nice things with this.
Yeah, but before you go... All Debbie Downer.
I know.
It's camp.
I understand.
And this would suck. This is going to sound worse than I actually mean it. Right? And you'll understand why I'm saying it, even though it doesn't sound right. It's one of those situations where if he got a little dinged, right, little concussion, you would rather that than an ankle injury.
Al Carson.
You see what I'm saying? It sounds terrible to say, especially with what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
But you understand where I'm coming from, right? Like it's a weird, like I felt weird saying it. Because it doesn't sound right, while everybody understanding what I'm saying.
Yeesh. All right. We'll take a break. We'll get more details on this. If you're just tuning in,
you want to clean some clothes first?
Yeah, I want to clean some clothes first. I'm sorry. Right. They are. I mean, if anything's gonna make me feel better, it is the best dry cleaners in South Florida.
Yep, for the best dry cleaners in South Florida. Use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
Ours, our boy. You can call him and text him anytime, 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. School's just getting started.
Yep.
You know, you got that first week of school. You want to see how the clothes fit. Are they long enough? Do you need to let some out, take something in? The belt loop's too big. Ira could hook you up. They have same-day sewing. They have a seamstress on site. It's his mom, so you know you get the best possible care. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches, and they can pick up or drop your clothes off.
Pretty good.
Tell us more.
Leroy, how would you like to have 25% off your order at A&T Dry Cleaners?
I'm all about saving that cash.
All you got to do when you go there is mention Tobin and Leroy, and Ara is going to take care of you. you mention our name, 25% off your order. So again, call or text RN anytime, 954-610-9383. And once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never want to launder your own clothes again.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM. Take you guys up until 2. If you guys are just tuning in, no bueno. Chop Robinson has been carted off at practice. There are some reports on social media, Leroy, saying he was favoring his arm or shoulder. So that's, you know, those, there's some there. So we'll see. Not sure. It's a lot of people didn't see it go clearly. He was going up against the, where he had a joint practice going on. But man, you talk about a guy everybody was excited for. You know, you don't want to see anything happen to him. And unfortunately, this puts a damper on the day. Not great, dude.
No, but there's a difference in the injury and the camp injury. So let's wait and see.
Would you like to explain the difference?
Yeah. Well, camp injury is you get banged up and you want an abundance of caution. So you just kind of take it slow. You know, ooh, you know. Being injured during the season, you figure out how much you can and can't do, and you fight through it. But we ain't to that stage yet. So a lot of injuries where people end up going to the locker room or whatever, sometimes we treat as though they are regular season injuries and that, oh, he's done because he got carted in. When in actuality, you get a little bump. You're like, uh-uh, no
more today for you, Chop.
Yeah. And so you kind of have to wait to see what's going on. The good news is he's a pass rusher and his legs don't hurt. Like, and then you just start breaking it down like this,
yep.
Right? And it's unfortunate, but this is how you go about things in camp. Like, okay, what is it? Oh, ankle. Oh, no, he got to run. He's a Russian. He's a wide receiver. He's a running back. Ankle. That means you're not going to be able to play your position for a while, right? Whereas you go shoulder, depending on how bad it is, you might be able to still get some work done. So you just got to kind of wait to see what it is, how bad it is or whatever. But getting carted off because of shoulder injury does not help your cause.
Evan 11 says there was a linebacker who played with no hand. All right, dude.
Yeah,
that's true.
His brother played cornerback, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they go to South Florida?
UCF, I think.
UCF. Okay.
Let us get to the mixed bag. All right, we'll start off with Leroy's favorite, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
Did he have some Melba toast this morning?
Well, he was talking about his age, and this is what Rodgers said about who he gravitates to at his age.
I'm 21 years in the league, so I'm over there. Who do I know on Jacksonville? You know, like I know Heath Farwell, the special teams coach that I played against him. I know Chad Morton, he was with us. And I've met Trevor a few times, so I was kind of looking around going, doing the Joe Biden, like, all right, well, I guess I don't know anybody here, so I'm going to just walk off. And I found Cam and TJ, like, walk next to them.
All right, so he's hanging out with Cam Hayward, who, by the way, is going through his old contract dispute with the Steelers, which is an interesting situation because he's an OG Steeler. And apparently says he's willing to even sit out the season or sit out parts of the season because of where he's at right now. He sees Jalen Ramsey get some money. He sees Aaron Rodgers. They didn't get too much money. TJ Watt got a new deal. DK Metcalf got a new deal. See what goes on there.
I think that has to be the most disheartening part for a player that has been with the same team to see other guys you bring in and you just take care of them and then you don't even acknowledge the OGs.
Rough. Man Campbell, Dan Campbell, this is what he had to say about why the Dolphins and Lions agreed to do some joint practices. Here was what his forearms had to say.
Well, that and yes, I do know, Mike. I would say that was more of a, you know, they were going to be out there. We had already had our setup with Houston the last week, so I didn't know how much I wanted to do one before that. But I do like doing two joint weeks if we can. And they were already going to be in Chicago. And so it just kind of made sense. Like, all right, well, why don't you guys come out here and play us, and then we'll get a couple of days of practice. They agreed to do it. And so it was like, all right. And it'll be good. Like, that's a talented roster. They're creative on offense, and they got a tough D. You know, that's that kind of Baltimore background. So the scheme will be good. The speed on the perimeter will be really good for our guys, you know, obviously with what they've got. So, you know, we're looking forward to it.
There you go. Dan Campbell.
And we're going to try to bust him in the mouth.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what they're
going to do. So both teams, and this is why you practice against other teams. You don't necessarily practice against other teams to, you know, it's not like the game. If you're not tackling, it's not a game. Simple as that. There's a whole nother level of football that comes into play when you tackle, when you hit. When you can get blocked down low, when there's a whole nother level of football. But the mindset of a team, the way in which they play, the physicality in which they play, that can help you if you're the Miami Dolphins. And I think that's the important part to get out of this. It's really hard for certain positions to perform well when there's not tackling. Because when we talk about running backs, we talk about their ability to break tackles. But if you ain't tackling, how can you tell? Right? Just take it from there. But I think the physicality in which they do things, Dan Campbell said, the speed in which the Dolphins play with, he's going to have to teach his team how to be physical, yet be productive with your reads and stuff like that. So each team, it's a perfect situation to play outside, to play and practice against a team outside of your personal element. You know, Dolphins do things on speed and agility and quickness on offense. The Lions are physical. So how is our game going to match to that? What will we have to do in the future when we face a team like this? And conversely, they're thinking, how can we maintain our physicality with a team that does a lot of reverses, trick plays, speed, and stuff like that? So it works for both teams.
Yankee Lover says that the Finn secondary is apparently getting burned. I did read that Amon-Ra St. Brown caught a
lighten them up.
Caught a touchdown and then punted it. He seems to run a bit hot.
Well, you know how you can look at where they, you know, look at the start and look at where they, how they got here. Right?
Oh, yeah. He's one of those remembers everybody drafted in front of him type of guys.
Right. Exactly.
He's one of those guys. He's one of those guys.
Which, yeah, that means when I burn a first rounder, right? Oh, I'm letting them know.
And if I'm not mistaken, the Miami Dolphins are one of them.
That passed on him?
Yes, yes. That he remembers very well.
It's like Game. Who was that character in Game of Thrones, Leroy? She had the list. Goes to bed every night with the list.
No, it was like Randy with the Cowboys. Randy thought for sure he was getting drafted by the Cowboys, and they passed on him. And that's all he talked about that week. Oh, I'm going to let him know what's up.
Damn it. Karen says, Tobin is Ramon Ross St. Brown. Such a bastard. I mean, this is just unfriggin' believable.
Dude, the funny part about it is, you have people who don't even normally chime in that now feel froggy.
Point for YouTuber.
Oh no, we got a new one.
Oh man, that one stung.
So
I don't even like ramen.
No, see where ramen is now.
It's very chic.
Yeah, because well, and here's what the bougies say. Let me just break it down for the bougies. That's not the same ramen you get at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm like, dude, if you went to college and you was broke growing up, there's only one kind of ramen. The ramen in that bag with the little flavor packet in it, that's the only ramen I know. These people that... Yeah, give me the pork belly ramen, the ramen with chicken and the spicy. Like, I'm not familiar with that. I'm not spending $9 for something that costs 55 cents.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I have no interest in that. Shmita says you're basically comparing beef jerky to filet mignon.
I mean, it's the only ramen I know. But they don't, guess what? You idiot. They don't call beef jerky filet mignon. This is being called the same thing that I was eating as a kid for 55 cents. So.
Too much.
Too much.
Man. All right. We'll take a break. Hopefully, Chop Robinson's going to be okay. He was carted off of practice, but apparently looks like an upper body thing with him. We'll keep you posted on that if we get anything new. Mike McDaniel already spoke. So I don't think we're going to get any kind of update, at least unless it's like from a player afterwards. So we will take a break. Jalen Ramsey was on The Pivot and spoke of his time with the Miami Dolphins. And we'll hear what the Dolphins' former cornerback, now current Steelers cornerback, had to say about that. We'll also keep you posted on everything going on in Detroit with the joint practice. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.